Wait. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Ministry of Health reports that 5 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 158 tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 5,400 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started worldwide.
The ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
Tonight, we are also focusing on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe set for March 26th this year, which is next month.
Most council and parliamentary seats fell vacant when Douglas Monzora's MTCT recalled those who were linked to the MTC alliance then led by Nelson Chamisa.
And in sports, it's Senegal versus Egypt in the Africa Cup of Nations finals in Cameroon this weekend. So we'll be asking you, our followers and listeners, to also predict who you think will take the cup this year.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Marvelous. Kalise ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu nge-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-5 ababulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo. Kwathi ke abayi-158 bahlolwe batholakala belegciwane leli. Nxa kukhangelwa ke abantu baphephe izolo bafika 358. Kuzokuthi ke nxa behlolisisa konke sokwenzakala selokho kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane lo. Sokulabantu 5,357 asababulawa yi-COVID-19. Lokho kuphakathi kwenani labantu abayi-230,000 asababanjwa bele COVID-19. Waphepha ke abedlula 220,000. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayedlula abafika phose 4.3 million asabahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kwesokusithi ke abafika 3.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. So abantu abale-COVID-19 khona manje kwele Zimbabwe by 4,458. Yes, jike singene kokunye njalo esikhangela lamhlanje. Sikhangela ukhetho lwama-by-elections azayenziwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi kumele enziwe ngombimbitho lonyaka. So kukhanya-ke kuningi esingakhuluma ngakho. Sikhuluma labanye abantu abazancintisa ukhetho lolu, nabanye-ke abatshiyeneyo Marvelous. So kuningi okumele sikuhlafune lapha. So ke nxa sokubuya-ke okunye inguqu, yakhumbula ukuthi kwe-Africa Cup of Nations yenzakala khona ngale kule Cameroon. So ke sibonile izolo i-Egypt ishaya i-Cameroon 3-1 kuma-penalties. So kutsho ukuthi ke Egypt izangena ke ku-final le Senegal. Siyazi Senegal phela ilabo sade umanelwane umfana unzima. So sizabona ukuthi kuyahamba njani. So ke kunjalo ke nxa siya phambili Marvelous asiqhubeke.
Aiwathi nokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che-Live Talk nhasi nemusi wechishanu February 4. Nasi tiri kutarisa zvakawanda tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya yemabai elections kuti ndevapi vachange vachikwikwidza kunge vari mukanzuru uyezve vari vadare muparamendi tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa nyaya yenhabvu tichiona isu kuti pari zvino pasara ipo Egypt neCameroon kuti ndiani achatora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare tichidzokera kunyaya yeCOVID-19 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu five vakawanikwa ivo vachifa kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro uyezve vanhu 158 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri nezuro kubva denda iri ratanga pane vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri vanosvika ivo 5,400 tinotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino tinoona kuti pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 million nekukwira uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuwanikwa kuti denda iri riwanikwe nyika ichisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity asi nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvozvi uyezve tichitarisa kuti ivo vari kukwikwidza mumabyelections vari kuti chii chavachange vari kupa kune veruzhinji vemunyika.
Yes, Marvelous, let's start with Harare. where there are so many of these kind of by-elections.
I'm the candidate here at the central constituent for Member of Parliament under the MPC Alliance banner.
Maiuti mazhinji ari kubasa MGC nenyaya yekuti ukanzo pakunobuda mabasa MGC vanotora maiuti avo MGC voendesa kubasa maiuti ezanupf haana mukana waari kuwana kuti azoenda kubasa saka nechione ichocho ndechakati tizomirawo seyuti kuti tigone kutiona kuti tikapindawo muofisi hatigone kuzvigadzirisa here kuti maiuti ezanupf awanawo mukana wekuti aende kubasa nekuti haana ari kuvamiririra nekuti makandidhetsi anga ari mumusha wedu wegrenora ese anga achibva kumdc anga achibva kuopposition saka tatakutopesa challenge yekuti kunyange munhu mdc asingaide kunyange baba wako ari muhovheti asi tachakuitika ndechekuti kana mwana awana basa kuti mhuri yake uirarame mdc anga kutotibira mayuthi naizvozvo chero baba vake vakati no mwanangu gwarira wakutora harisiriro asi nenyaya yekuda kukudya mwana woona kuti mhuri yokuparara here vanhu vachitadza kuenda kuchikoro here chiregai ndingoenda nenyaya yekuti chaari kunosvaka ikoko ibasa
saka muchazvigadzirisa seizvo
saka magadzirisiro achoda kuzviita ndeyekuti kana tichinge tapinda muofisi tomirawo nevana vedu vebato rezanupf kuti vana vaende kumabasa vana vawane maprojects nonga zvaizvozvi ndine mamwe maprojects atatakaintrodusa anga achiitwa mumusha wegrenora akaita sebaking kubheka makeke kubheka chingwa vanhu vachidzidza mabasa emaoko kubika kobra tine zvizhinji zvatatichiti tikagona kuwana even vanotibatsirawo financially tirambe tichisimudzira maprojects anobatsira mayuthi anobatsira vana mai nana baba nekuti maprojects iwayo haatarisi zera haatarisi area anongoitwa nemunhu wose
ye omunye walavo ke abancintisayo abafisa kuti vangene kunamba ke kuma-elections lava so siyabona kuqala ke kunorest marara la ufuna ukuthi angene kunangale eharari kodwa sizwe kumavelas ukuthi uthini ngabantu laba bobabili mavelas qhubeka khona
aiwapo tsanga tiri kunzwa kune vachange vari kukwikwidza muharare taona isu vanorest marara vanga vari kuti vakamirira bato remdc alliance tikazoonazve vanga vakamirirawo bato rezanupf vachitaurawo kuti ivo vanofungidzira kuti vachahwina vanga vari kuti vari kuimomo muharare vachitaurawo zvakare kuti munguva yapfuura mdc ndo yanga yakabata nzvimbo zhinji muharare imomo uyezve ivo vari kufungidzira kuti panguva inoyi ivo sezanupf vanogona kukunda sezvo vari kuti ivo vane zvizhinji zvavachange vari kupakurira vanhu vemunzvimbo dzavari kukwikwidza
yes lobaba ke umhlanga ualbert mhlanga ke ukona ngale ephumula waye kuyibambile iconstituency leyi seyefisa ukuthi abuyele futhi njalo eu-mdc alliance so umhlanga ke uthi ungumuntu wasebenza labotswangirayi labo-gibson smanda labantu abaningi kakhulu so uyafisa ukuthi abantu bembisele esikhundleni
my name is albert mhlanga I've been nominated to represent Phumula under the banner of MDC Alliance, which is a pact of about 7 parties aligned to form the alliance. My political history starts when I was a councillor at Ward 16, Gwabalanda, which I did about 2 terms as a councillor, and I'm proud I did it very well. And after 2 terms being a councillor, I had a chance to be a deputy mayor of this city of Bulawayo under the leadership of Ubaba Undabeni Ncube. And according to the people of Bulawayo, that was the best council they ever had. They wish we could repeat the task they've actually given to us. I proceeded then to Parliament of Zimbabwe, where I also shined. Those who knew in Parliament knew me in Parliament, and they knew who they represented. They've got a true representation. I did my representative role, all the issues, all the problems concerning Pumula, I was taking them to Parliament. And in Parliament, I did exercise my overall role of monitoring ministries, which that role every member of Parliament is supposed to be having. I was in the Committee of Transport, Committee of Health, a number of committees, which I'm also not new. There will be no need for training people like us. It will be just going as work as usual. I therefore beg and urge you people of Pumula and Greater Bulawayo to vote me to Parliament of Zimbabwe. Aluta continua. Imela edalele Pumula e Parliament ye Zimbabwe. Lapho nginominate khona ukuba ngiye contesta mhlaka 26 under the MDC Alliance banner. Politically, mina ngu People's Democratic Party, AUA ingxenye ye movement, a Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Yikho ke bangikhethile ukuthi ngifile leyo game. Ipolitiki zami aziqalisanga namhlanje, ziqalise ngingukansila eGobalanga, ngachaya amathemu amabili. Ngaphinda njalo enye ithemu ngayichaya sengudeputy mayor wedorobho leli lakoBulawayo. Ngingumsekeli kababa uNdabeni Ncube. Ngisuka lapho ngangena ePhalamende, lakho phose ngachaya amathemu amabili ePhalamende kangimutsha. Yikho-ke ngiyalinxusa zakhamizi ePhumula bantu bakoBulawayo ukuba lingibisele ePhalamende ngiyeqedisa umsebenzi esawuqalisayo labo baba uMorgan Tsvangirai. Ngibe kuyingqondo enhle sibili umkhumbulo omuntu wezwa uTsvangirai ukuthi form i-alliance, ngoba nxa kungela alliance akula umuntu oyedwa ongakhipha izano lapho, ngoba sesibonile ukuthi kuyahlupha ukungazwanani kwenza izano iqhubeke ibuze. Yikho-ke ngiyalincusa kakhulu zakhamizi zakoBulawayo Pumula omuhle, ingichase.
Yeah, marvelous. That is the aspiring member of Parliament for Pumula. He is Mr. Albert Mhlanga. He was once in that position, so he still wants to get back in that position, or let me say in that seat, as the member of Parliament for that area. So he's one guy who has worked with so many politicians, you know, in the past. He used to work with Tsvangirai, he worked with Gibson Osmanda, and then he worked with the Welshman Ncube and many, many other politicians. So he says he's begging people to vote for him. He says there's a lot that he can do for people in Pumula. And in most cases, when some people are elected, he says they go to Parliament and become sitting ducks. You know, they don't do anything there. So he says he doesn't fear anyone. He'll always say what he wants, and that's him. That's Mr. Albert Mhlanga.
Aiwa apo tsanga tshukunzwa kubva kuna va Albert Mhlanga vanotivo vachange vakamirira Pumula kuti vawanikwe vachisarudzwa ikoko. Vari kutivo vakamboshanda zvakare mukanzuru yeBulawayo vachitivo vanga vari vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wameya wemuguta iroro. Vakati hanzi ivo basa ravakaita vazhinji vanovataurira kuti panguva apo vanga varipo pabasa ipapo ndo kanzuru yakashanda zvikurusa munzvimbo iyoyo yeBulawayo. Saka vari kuti havasi kutya kuti vanodyiwa nevamwe vanhu, asi vachange vakamirira MDC Alliance vachitsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti vadzoke zvakare muParamende.
Yes, we have got another person that is contesting the same seat, and that is Mr. Richard Ncube. He'll be under ZAPU. You still remember, there's a big party called ZAPU, right? It used to be big, and maybe it's still big, I'm not sure. So let's hear what he's saying about his party. And he's also, like many ZAPU supporters, talking a lot about devolution of power.
Richard ilunga lezapho ngizamela izapho ku lukhetho lobo MP ePhumula constituency. Umbono wami ke ngoba ePhumula ezaba isibonelo kumanye ama constituency. ePhumula ezaba igijima phambili abanye belandela. Silandela ke umbono wezaphu wokuletha amandla ezabelweni. Ya loyisa ukuthi ngiqhubekise phambili umbono wami wokusebenza labantu bonke abaku-constituency. Ngisebenze nzima, ngisebenzela ukubambana abantu abehlukeneyo ngezigaba zabo ndimi. Bonke okusihlukanisayo kodwa sibambane. Ngiza kwenza-ke ukuthi bonke abakusigaba sethu constituent yethu, ama-residence associations, ama-churchi, amabhizinisi, abezombangazwe, abezomthetho, abazali labantwana, sonke sikhuthaze ukuthula lokuba lobuntu esigabeni. Ukuthuthuka kwesigaba kuza kweyama ekuhlalisekeni kwesigaba sethu, njalo abathungameli begobela intando yabantu, sisenza izinto zonke sizibeka egcekeni. Ngingavotelwa ngiza kusekela izinhlelo zonke. Siyananzelela phakathi kwethu kulezi nhlelo zokuphathisa abaswelayo, sizazisekela. Kulezi nhlelo ezenziwa ngabanye ukuthuthukisa ezomdabu, sizazisekela. Sizasekela amabhizinisi aqalisayo, sizasekela olutsha nxa lufuna ukuvula amabhizinisi, sisekele abadala, sisekele ngakho konke. Sizasebenza sibili ndawonye kakhulu njengesigaba. Yikho sisithi amandla ebantwini, amandla ezabelweni, amandla ezabelweni.
Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Richard Ncube. He's the aspiring member of parliament for Phumula. You know, that's where Mr. Albert Mhlanga is. And there were also some other contestants in that particular place. So he's talking about devolution. He's talking about people working together all the time. And he says, you know, as ZAPU, they are going to make sure that power is in the people and not power in politicians, you know?
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kubato reZAPU riri kutiwo iro richawanikwawo richikwikwidza munzvimbo yePhumula, uyezve vari kutivo kana vapindawo pachigaro vachaona kuti masimba anoenda kuvanhu kwete kubato.
Yes, we also have Mr. Fungai Chikosi. He will be contesting in Harare. He will tell us exactly what he's going to be doing there. So let's go straight to him. And he is also here with Mr. Mavuso Chabalala, who is campaigning for ZAPU. So there we go.
Contestor for Kabuzuma constituency. And Dagamiri Rabato Redu runs the MTC Alliance. No abato be changed. Nothing at this Japan. And Atinaga Namfunzo, good to know in Ari. It's beyond question, shall we?
Jija mono tarisera kuzoitiravanhu muchinge makunda.
Kana ndichinge ndapinda kuKambuzuma, tine maissues akati o atiri kutarisana nawo muconstituency medu, anosanganisira maroads edu, anosanganisira coordination yede kuona kuti mayouth vari kusupportwa zvakanaka here madzimai nevanenge vati kurei. Saka tichange tichitarisa nyaya dzakaita saidzodzo ndichidzifambisawo zvakare mubato redu reparamende uye ndichidzokerawo kuconstituency ndichinotaura nevanhu ndichinzwa zvido zvavo. Ndodzokera zvakare kumacouncillors edu tichigadzirisa maissues anenge achida kunge achigadzirwa necouncil. I am here standing for MDC Alliance. As we all know, MDC Alliance is one of the biggest opposition parties in Zimbabwe. And today I have submitted my candidature for Kambuzuma constituency, where I'll be contesting for the House of Assembly. To the people of Kambuzuma, I ensure them a people-driven participation in the House of Parliament. What has happened before is that our parliamentarians have not fully consulted with the people in terms of the issues that need to be put in the House of Assembly. I promise to be consulting the people. It does not matter whether you are going to vote for me in this particular election or not. I will still come back to you, represent you, and make sure that your wishes and desires are heard in the Parliament of
Zimbabwe. Asibone ni plan la bafoma into ukuthiwa iZimbabwe African People's Union izaphu ngalelo la ngamhla ka 17 December bathe beforma izaphu bafunga bathi into le amabhuni ajayele ukubhana into le ayisoze yafayafa ayisoze yenza njani ayisoze yafayafa izaphu ingangena phansi evumbuluka laphana unobu liyalwazi. Nqalo lapha esihlahleni silihlaza luba lihlaza lehlele emahlambini yatshintsha ikhala lube semoteni emhlophe litshintsha ikhala kodwa ikhala into leyana yini lunwabu yizaphu leyo yangena kwi-unity accord yaphuma yajoyina kuthiwa ngubani ukhamisa iyaphuma ilokhu iyizaphu bantu bakithi yafungelwa abadala bathi amabhuni lawa nxa behlangene bona bangabhali izinto bavumelane basayinelana phansi bayenza ama-affidavit badinge. Manje thina singabantu abamnyama sizasayina ngayo bathi hayi khona kulula lo babebethi hayi thina silayo ethi i-affidavit i-African attire bagebha igodi bakhafulela bagqibela ngendololwane bafunga ijoyi elamakhalabo bathi zinyamazana ayisoze yafayafa ngalelo langa mhla ka 17 December 1961 yikho lapha leli lizwe lathola khona ibizwe elithi Zimbabwe. Before that yayingekho iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yafonywa ibizwe layo mhla ka 17 December 1961 okungamapolisa lingakuzwa kungani kuyalisayinela limtshela ukuthi siyakhipha izethu wethu ngowethu belongs to us. Abanye laba bazopanduka ngemuva sebesenza into yabo ye-tribalism kodwa-ke leli lizwe leli nezilongi ezizaphu ingenzanga lokho okumele ikwenze isifungo lesiyana hayi yijoyi mama sibili. Bantu bakithi isikhathi siyavuma isikhathi yiso lesi bonile benzile umbuso omubi for the past 41 years osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi thina siyizaphu singene sitshengise ukuthi hayi umbuso ubanjwa ngayo nale ndlela eyiyo sisenza sisiya phambili kanye kanye siya phambili kanye kanye.
Yeah, marvelous. That's Mavuso Chabalala. He's comparing with Zapu there. So he's saying, you know, Zapu was formed long back. And there was a promise that it should fight for the liberation of the country. And it did exactly that. But after independence, things went haywire, according to him and the party. So he says time has come for people to vote for Zapu. So then we heard from Chikosi saying, you know what, vote for MDC Alliance in order to have prosperity. So you see, there are so many of these kind of views all over the show, right?
And I saw that he's also wearing yellow. Is that the Zapu color?
Yeah, that's the Zapu color. They started doing that maybe 3-4 years ago.
So there's likely to be, you know, confusion, I think, in the ballot box. But apotanga chukunzwa kubva kune varikutsigira MBC, varikutsigira CCC, the MBC Alliance, and varikutsigira
MDC Alliance, yes.
MBC Alliance, kuharare, kwa varikutsigira ikoko, varikufunga kuti vachahwina uyezve tikanzwa kubva kune vari kutsigira ZAPU vachitaurawo maonero avo kuti vari kufunga ivo kuti vachakunda sezvo vakatanga basa iri pachiri nenguva kudhara dhara zvekuti vari kuona kunge munzvimbo yavari kuwanikwa vachikwikwidza zvichabuda zvakanaka.
And we also have a ZAPU activist, and that is Mr. Maclaus Manda. He's in Bulawayo. He says, no way, no party can win. As long as ZANU is there, just forget about it.
When usasemutshane bayakwazi ukuthi bugijima la ma-youth ezanu kambe lo nyaka uyangena yini kumncintiswane lowo?
Hayi, mina lo nyaka angingeni kumncintiswane, but ndizasapota bona ababazangeni.
Uthini ama-elections la kuthi abuya ama-by-elections la?
Ama-by-elections yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi yenzakale, and mina mbona ngani ngebandla lethu elikhona ngendlela esiyiyo khona kathesi i-strength esilayo. Mbona ngani hayi sizadobhadobha sibambe lapho esibamba khona. I think sizabamba ama constituents 2 or so esingawabamba ngoqela ukuthi mbona onkulumane lama councilor lapha khona kubo Country Park kubo lapha ku ward 7. Ya mbona ngani singadobha.
Ubona ngani kunini vele lingazakelwa wini la kobulawayo ubona kungandlela abantu bona this time ndawe.
Ngibona ngani ukuthi siya wena, it's because of ukuthi it's a new dispensation, it's a new beginning ezanu PF, and siku sisesikhathini kulabantu abatsha abangenileyo emncintisweni lo. Yikho ngibona ukuthi maybe kathe silathi singadopa dopa
ngoba ngo-2023 uzangena yini wena?
Ya ngo-2023 lathi sizazama khonapho ukuthi ngingena.
Ungena usesemutsha phela wena?
Ngoba sasemutsha, hayi sizazama ukuthi ngingena.
Kodwa sokwakhona kwatshintsha, hayi kubona ukuthi kwenze ukuthi ungena uzakutshintsha ebandleni lakho?
Kuningi kakhulu. Kuningi kakhulu okungayenza ukuthi njengabantu abatsha, ngoba siyabe sizifanana sikwazi ukuthi sifuna ukwenzayo, okungayenza ukuthi sibambe sidophe.
Kuyinokutsha abantu wakubulawayo lapho thini kuko so siyavota utsha.
Abantu bakobulawayo mina ngikutsho kakhulu abantu bakobulawayo yokuthi umuntu oyabe efuza ukuthi engingani umuntu ofuza ebekwazi ukuthi khona ulwela i-region yakithi ebekwazi ingayilwela ulwela ubulawayo ngakuthi ungenile engu-MP kungabe ngu-MP lwalokuthi ungenile nawo kumbe ngumuntu wekhezi kumbe ngumuntu welupane kumbe ngumuntu wezarapano uthole ukuthi umuntu usesebenzela kibo lapha asebenzela avela khona kuzo ukuthi umuntu nxa engwakobulawayo elwele ubulawayo elwele lapho akhona angenile khona engalweli kwezinto
lapho akhona angenile khona engalweli kwezinto.
Right, so that is Mr. Maclaus Manda. He belongs to ZANU PF and he's saying, you know, ZANU PF is going to sweep, you know, in this by election, so he's very confident. He says it's because it's a new dispensation, so they are going to do their best. There's a lot that he says ZANU PF is actually doing for the people. And so it will continue doing that and is attracting a lot of attention. Marvelous.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mutsigiri webato reZANU PF vachiti ivo semaonero avo bato ravo reZANU PF richakunda musarudzo dziri kuuya dzemabyelections nekuti semaonero avo vari kuti ivo bato ravo reZANU PF riri kuita zvakawanda chaizvo uyezve vari kufara naro.
So before we take in our guests, let's have another video from Esnat Kumalo, who was talking to Ezra Chisaspanda about what she can do in Ward 12. You know, she represents the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So she's very confident that she's going to win. And she says she's the right person to vote for.
Yeah, namhlanje vele thubelihle lapha sathi ngizwakatshela ibandla ke lama Republican Party of Zimbabwe. Ama Republicans lapha ngikhumalo bani mama?
Kumalo Esnat Kumalo.
It's not Kumalo wena ngwebadlalela ama Republicans ke. Uyi candidate la.
Yeah, candidate.
Akusitele mo ngawe lokuthi candidate.
Yeah, ngizinikele ukuba yi candidate from
Ungubani abantu bathatha phela babekwazi ukuthi uNathi ngangaphi la ngaphi la.
All right. Mina ngu-Esnat Kumalo ngiyi candidate. Mina vele ngidabuka kwaphe Zimbabwe kodwa ngingu-Esgodini. Ngizomela abantu bawobulawayo. ngokuzinikela kwami ukuthi lami ngizinikele
ukuba lapho umkhulu icandidate yangapha
ye-RPZ
yengithi ungaphi iphela indawo
ngu-ward 12 ijubelo bhengula lapho engimele khona oba yi-candidate oba yi-council so ngizinikele ukwenza leyo nto ukuthi lami ngibe yi-part of entweni leyo yokuba yi-candidate ngikujabulele kakhulu
lapho ufuna ukwenza nokumela abantu njani uthini we
ukumela abantu kulabantu leyo i-white 12 kulabantu abadala kakhulu abangasakwanisi lutho izindlu ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yezikwereti ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yamagetsi abasakwanisi lutho abaselabo omkabo so ngikunanzelela ukuthi kuyadingakala ukuthi ngingumama ngikhangele lezi zinto ezinjalo njalo lezikolo zethu azisalunganga sezidilikile lamafloors akhona segugile so ngazinikela ukuthi nxa ngaba yingxenye yaleli bandla ngimele izakhamuzi zakuvillage 12 lami ngingenza okufunwa ngabantu
so lapha-ke wena ufuna ukuya ecouncilini kuyini obonani uzafika ukutshintshe kucouncile kobulawa kuyini abakwehlulekayo bona abakusocouncile kobulawa
ya kuningi abehlulekayo izikolo lokhu ezindala izikolo azilamabhentshi abantwana balamabhuku amasuriji agcwele all over idoti gcwele amaphepha akuklinwa njengobulawayo engimaziyo akudala so ngizama ukuthi nxa ngingangena ngingazama ukuthi lami khonapho engithole khona ngikwenze
lona-ke ibandla lakho leli libunjwe nini lilabantu
ya lilabantu mina ngingene kilo ngo-2018 lona libunjwe ngo-2017
likhokhelwa mbani
ukwanele hlabangani
ukwanele hlabangani ngupresident nguye okhona-ke kuthwanden uhulumende uthane organization ikoba so utheni yina nemongameli wakho uthi wena kuyini azasebenza kwazancisa kobulawayo
uthena kuningi ama-mistake la abonayo kobulawayo aso yibulawayo ayaziyo yakudala siyibulawayo egugileyo engalalutho esipho ngukuphila nje ngokuthi umuntu uyaphila kodwa kungalalutho
olubambelayo
That is Mrs. Esnat Kumalo. She wants to represent Ward 12 in Bulawayo. So she's very, very happy that she's participating in these by-elections. And she's very confident that she may win, you know, that she's going to win, actually. So she's promising to fix certain places, like, you know, she's not happy about... you know, roads, the state of roads in the city. She's not happy about the sewer system in the city, the water system, and perhaps the entire reticulation system. She's not happy at all. But she says she can fix all that. So we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of the Freedom Alliance, who's going to give us his take on what some of these candidates are saying. Let's start with welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much. So let's start with what Mrs. Esnat Kumara was saying here. She says, you know, it's possible that she can fix certain problems in the city of Bulawayo. She says almost everything is going the wrong direction. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much. I am actually appreciative of a lady candidate coming into the fray to say her place must be developed as it were. But I'm wondering how she is going to do it. And I unfortunately couldn't listen to her. I actually, when you bring them, I get cut off on this other end. So what we need now is not somebody who is telling us that I'm going to fix the road. We want somebody who is going to say, I am going to do A, B, C, D to fix the road. this is where we are going to get the money we need so much to fix the road, rather than to just come and make promises. Because as I tell you, it's 41 years into independence. Promises have been made, but delivery has not been forthcoming. So I would have expected the esteemed prospective councillor or MP to actually specify how she is going to do this, how she will be able to withstand the abuse of authority by ZANU, where all the money from the Bulawayo City Council, for example, will be taken by the minister who will decide whatever they want to do. If you remember, there is another video where the president of ZANU is saying to people, those that want to, where will they report? He was talking about the MTC Alliance, saying, where are they going to report it to so that their problems are resolved? We will only take those submissions from ZANU PF people. So we want her to tell us how she is going to deal with that.
So, marvelous. I think you can hear what Mr. Ngoe is saying. Basically, the councillor, the prospective councillor, was promising that she's going to take care of the reticulation system. She would also take care of certain issues, you know, in the city of Bulawayo. So, but Mr. Ngoe is saying, you know what? Instead of saying she's going to fix the road, she must tell us how she's going to fix the road. Mm-hmm. She says that's where the problem is. So, Baba Ngobe, what could be against the belly?
Yeah, Tina Njeng, Freedom Alliance, Sikole, Lagakulu, Gubo Mama, Yukus Authority Structure, say to Sibu Manga, and
Mele, yes, one of the network yakho bengazani yaqhumeka singazi. So sengibuzwe khona manje qhubeka ngizwe qhubeka baba.
Okay, ngicela ukuthi ngenzeke kanje. Okay, yeah. Yes. Thina ke siyakusekela ukuthi omama baphatheke kwezombusazwe. Kodwa ke siyamuzwa lapho uyakhuluma umama uMakhumalo. Angisezwanga kahle ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ufuna ukuba ngukansila. Uthi uzalungisa izinto. Ngithi sithi ke thina 41 years lokho esitshelwa kuthiwe ngiza kwenza umgwaqo. Kodwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakho uzawenza njani? Imali yakho uzayithatha njani? Izabe irezwe njani imali yakho? Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi imali lezi eziphuma khonapha sithi nxa kukobulawayo, kukhansili yakobulawayo, ziyathathwa zisiwe eHarare imali leziya. Ukuthi ziphume khona ngale zimbanqwa nguminista ahlale phezu kwazo imali leziyana, ziyesetshenziswa amakhampeyini engxenye awezanu kumbe kusemtorashanga khonale. Sithi ke akasichazele kahle ke umuntu wakithi ukuthi uza kwenza njani, hayi ukuthi athi uza kwenza umgwaqo. Sifuna sitshele ukuthi uzakwenzani ukuze alungise imigwaqo lakho konke okunye okuhluphayo. Ngokuhluphe sesilalo sokuyikuthi kufana lomuntu okhuluma ku-interview efuna umsebenzi. Ukhuluma athembise ikampani ukuthi uzakwenza izimanga, uthole ukuthi uzabe etshonelele hlezi hlalele esitulweni kungalanto ayenzayo. So sesicela ke sesifuna i-delivery, izithembiso ezibonakalayo ukuthi lesi singenzeka lesi. Nxa umuntu esithi uzakuthengela atheni uzakuthengela isitimela esehluleke ukuthenga okulufudwanyana kwemota encinyane, kuyahle kukutshengisa ukuthi into anithembisa yona umuntu lo kayikho.
But certainly people have to make promises, right? These candidates.
Yes, that's how politics is. And politics is now the arena where you just promise anything. Uthembisa abantu isibhakabhaka ukuthi ngizabe ngizolibekela isibhakabhaka libukela ngama-weekend, kodwa ukwazi ukuthi angeke isibhakabhaka sakhona usilethe ebantwini.
Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa vanxube vachitaura kuti ehe zvakanaka hazvo kuti vanhu vari kuuya vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vari kuda kuita makanzura kana vari kuda kuita maMP vachiwanikwa ivo vachitaura kuti tioda kuzoita zvakati nezvakati, asi ivo semaonero avo vanofunga kuti vanhu vanofanira kuuya vane strategy yekuti vachazozviita sei, kuti kana vati vada kugadzira migwagwa vachaigadzira sei, panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti migwagwa iyi igadzirwe nezvimwe zvakadaro. Kana vati vada kugadzirisa nyaya yemvura, vanofanira kutaura kuti mvura iyi vachaigadzirisa sei, panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti mvura ikwanise kunge yakachena. Ndokutaurawo kuri kuita vanxube, asi regai tienderere mberi nechirongwa chedu, Gibbs.
Yes, we still have got some other people that want to contest, and one of them is going to contest in Kunumane, and here he's talking to Esther Chisaspanda about what he's going to do for the people of Kunumane.
Yeah, nabahlangana ke njalo ke Republican Party of Zimbabwe ke ongiye la ozancintisa kokhetho lwama by elections ka March 26. Nunzana ngubani?
Amini gama nguGregory Lovejoy Ncube, umfana okhulele ozalele eWange, eWange College Hospital, masemphuma ngazohlala khona eBulawayo. So umuntu okhulele eNkulumane from primary school, secondary school up to the date, ngumntwana wakhwampana ekhaya. So yebo, ndemsebenzi yokuthula ngenza lokhana, but ngingene ku-Republican Party of Zimbabwe, RPZ in abbreviation, sikhangelele ukuthi silungise
inhlungu
ibunjwe 2018. Yes, sikhangelela ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni. Siyabe sihlangana lenhlupho eziningi, kodwa siba labantu ababa sezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa, kodwa bayabuya.
Uyinosule kakhulu okwenzakala eNkulumane la?
Uyabona eNkulumane sile uhluphi kakhulu, singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane, youth, girl child, labantu abangomama. Bahlezi bele nhlupho eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe, ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakekele. Kodwa lokhu kule same problem from day one, ngimncane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi ukuthi uhlupho oluthile ngiphenduke futhi ngithole kufanani lakathesi lokhu kuyinto efana nayo. So yikho esikudingayo, ngoba ungananzela kula banye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazithengele ama-toiletries. There are other children who are not even able to pay school fees. Kula banye ogogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund, okuthi uyathola ukuthi ebesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu wakhe amkhulise njani, ngoba ehluleka kumthatha isivini i-birth certificate. Kula ama-problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athola bengela kudla, abantwana bedubeka, uzithola umntwana ehlezi kuyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive. So we must improve the life of the Nkazana.
Uzokwenza njani iphathi yakho ule 1 MP uzakulobha ngabloko eParliament?
Well, nxa ithuba selikhona lokuthi ngene eParliament, ngihamba ngiyayikhuluma kuhle kuhle labo, sibonisane, bangizwe ukuthi ngithini, ngoba ukukhala kwabo sisibami labanabami, uhlupho lwabo ngolwami.
Ane bakhala bathi even nxa uyimemba ye-opposition ungaze ungene eParliament akulaa nto ozayitshintsha lapha, wena ubona wani uzatshintshani?
Hayi, uyabona sengangingananzelela khona ukuthi kulabanye abantu abangenayo bahlale bephiwe futhi i-development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho, izibuyele i-development fund yani. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi you work with the community irregardless of which political party they come from. Lihlale phansi lonke livumelane, lenze ama-project proposals, then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money. Le project ilabe liyibone i-productive to the community, then you do it. Akulanto eyihlula abantu.
Kukhona lapha eNkulumane bathini abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo?
Well, abantu ngobhuti bami, ngosisi bami. I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate. They are aware ukuthi ama-intentions ami ngawani, and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe ntshona mbizi whatever ngikhijima nithembisa abantu ezingekho, because mna my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu lutho. I can promise my girlfriend, but I don't want to promise people things. I want ukuthi singeneni ku-ground sonke nini siyenze nini into okumele siyenze. Lungiseni isigaba sethu, than to be making promises to them for no reason.
So ufuna ukuthi usenzele abantu ukutshintsha?
Ngifuna ukusebenzela abantu sitshintshe isigaba sethu, ngoba ngikhaya. Kunumane is ngoba ngikhaya. We don't need somebody. Kunumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from
somewhere. That is Mr. Gregory Ndlovu, who is going to be looking for some votes, you know, in Kunumane. He says people should vote for his party. That is the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. And he says, you know, there's a lot that he can do for the constituency. And this is one thing for sure, you know, there are these constituency funds that are normally not being used in a very appropriate manner in terms of, you know, engagement with the community. So he says, if elected, you will use that money effectively to turn around Nkulumane in terms of many, many things. Marvelous.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa vachange vakamirira Republican Party kuNkulumane vachitaura ivo kuti kana vakasarudzwa vachange vari kuunza upundutso munzvimbo yeNkulumane imomo, nokuti kuti pane mari dzakawanda dzinopiwa avo vanenge vari munzvimbo dzavanomirira dzavachazowanikwa ivo vachishandisa kuti vaunze kundutso munzvimbo iyoyi.
Yeah, so we still have maybe our last video, and this is the leader of the Republican Party. So Ezra Chisa managed to get as many people as possible belonging to that party, so that people can hear what other parties are thinking of.
Between the Zonke and Zimbabwe, ngenkokheli yebandla le-Republican Party of Zimbabwe, enye amabandla ezaphatheka kumkhankaso okhona kathesi wama-by-elections esizabalayo mhlaka-26 March 2022. Esikukhuthazayo kakhulu njengebandla ukuthi abantu abaphumi ngobuningi babo bayirejista ukuvota. Sizwile ukuthi abezeki bazabe behambele indawana zonke ukuthi abantu bathole amathuba okubhalisa ukuvota, ngoba nxa ungabhalisanga ukuvota kunzima ukuthi uyevota. Kodwa sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi abantu nxa besiyavota bakwenze bekhululekile, kungabi khona ukuncindezelana nokuthi ukutshawa kwabantu besalisa ukuthi bakhampeni endaweni ezithile. Sifuna konke kube nokukhululeka, ngoba yiwumthetho weZimbabwe othi wona wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokwenza i-politics. So sinjalo siyiphathi yikho esikumeleyo. Sithembisa kakhulu ukuthi nxa sesikhethiwe sangena ema-ofisini sizakwenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu ukuguqula impilo zabo zisiba ngcono. Ngiyabonga.
Lapha-ke kuyavotwa kusenkulumane.
Thina njengephathi silama-candidate wethu, silo candidate wethu uGrigory Ncube ozabe simele ngu-MP enkulumane constituency, eyinye yama-constituency amakhulu kakhulu koBulawayo. Sibe naye njalo uStanford Nyoni ePhumula constituency ozabe mele isigaba soku-MP, no-Esnat Khumalo ku-Ward 12 eloBhemula constituency. Sibathembile zinkokheli ezithembakeleyo lezi sezitshengisele ngokusebenza kwazo. Nxa ngikhuluma ngikhangele kakhulu uGrigory, ungomunye wabaculi. Ngilethemba ukuthi abaculi kuyabajabulisa lokhu ukuthi sebenomunye wabo obameleyo, ngoba abaculi balendingeko zabo labo abafisa ukuthi zilungiswe.
Leli bandla likhanya-ke libandla elikhulayo ngawukhangele lamalunga indawo lonke elizwe.
Ye, ibandla ukukhula kwalo baba Sibanda ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo asikhangelanga kuphela khonapha kubulawayo lapho esikhona, sikhangelela iZimbabwe yonke. Siyaqhubeka sisebenza endaweni ezijeneyo, sinabo amalunga epathi endaweni zabomanikaleni, sinabo eHarare, ngikhuluma nje balaleli, sinabo kumarch south, sinabo march central, march west. Asimanga kuphela, siyaqhubeka sigqugquzela ukuthi abantu bangeni babe ngabalunga aleli bandla.
Nxa sikhangele kathesi-ke abantu abathikethi kungani kungabanjani amabandla la amancane wonke, abanye bahlala ukukhuluma ngawo ukuthi ukhanya ukhaliphile, kungani kungabanjwana nabanye?
Ngibone ngathi kuyamele sibuyele emuva, ungakhumbula sasivele silayo thina inkosi uMzilikazi eyayibumbe isizwe. Ukubumba isizwe ukuthi ungenzi iphothi zokwehlukanisa abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe kumele babumbane, ikakhulu ngangakhuluma ngabantu lapho engivela khona kwemathibeleland ukuthi akube nokubambana. Ukubambana kusho ukuthi ubani sokumele abe yinkokheli, ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuyabe kubambiswana izikhundla. Noma sibona ulutho ngesolinye, kodwa sisuka sesihluphana ukuthi ozasikhokhelela ngubani. Akunandaba ukuthi okhokhelayo ngubani, okuqakathekileyo ukuthi asiguquleni impilo zabantu. Nxa sivumelane ukuthi okumele kwenziwe yilokhu, akukhathalekile ukuthi nguwe Ezra ongasikhokhelela. Nxa sikubona ukuthi uzimisele ungakwenza lokhu, lami nginje ngizakusekela. Ngimi angilandaba ukuthi ubalokhokhelayo. Engicelayo ukuthi kube nokubambana, kube nokuthula, sibe le vision eyodwa, umbono owodwa othi wona sifuna ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu.
Kunamaphathi amatsha abunjiwe nje, kunile awechams ebunjiwe. Uthini ngakho lo? Uthini ngakho lo?
So there you are, marvelous. So that is Mr. Wanele Hlabangana. He is the leader of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He says people must unite, you know, so that they fight as a group. You know, he says it's far much better to fight as a group than to fight as individuals. So he's encouraging, you know, opposition parties to get together and, you know, make a plan, as the stupid lingo always say. Make a plan for,
What's very interesting to me, Gibbs, is the Republican Party. They seem to have quite a few candidates, but they have not been very vocal throughout the year. We're just seeing them during the election. What's your take?
No, I think perhaps they've been in Poland. You know, I posed that question personally to Mr. Hlabangana, and he said, you know, we're speaking through Poland. So I said, okay, but I never heard your voice in Poland. So maybe Mr. Ncube has got something to say there.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are also aware. I only heard about them, I think, late last year. that they were in Poland when we were talking about the cars and everything. Our problem is that we have parties that you will only see during election time. That is very concerning, especially for us who are looking at forging a united front against the authoritarian regime. So people like Dr. Hlabangani and others could do it far much better. They are talking about unity. They are very right on that one, because when you are united, the next person will actually advise you that we can't do things like this. You will sit down, then you share divergent views, then you will come up with the resolutions that you would actually market you better out there. So for them to come now, probably, it would be that they did not want to oppose ZANU-PF because they wouldn't enjoy whatever they are enjoying, within the confines of Poland. So that actually doesn't bode well for their campaign, I think.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? So there you are.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa tanga tanzwa isu kunye mutungamiri webato re Republican Party vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vachange vaine vanhu vazhinji vachange vari kukwidza. Saka ndabvunza ini kuna Gibbs kuti bato iri re Republican Party hatinyanyonzwa nezvaro, tiri kungorinzwa panguva imwe yesarudzo. Akati iye aiwa iye akambotaura navo akavabvunzawo mubvunzo iwoyo. Vahlabangana vanova mutungamiri webato iri vakataura kuti vari mugungano rePoland. Saka tazonzwa kubva kuna vanyobe vari pano vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakadai hazviwanzofadza veruzhinji, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuziva kuti zvii zviri kuitwa nemapato aya, kwete kumirira kusvika pava panguva yesarudzo kuti vanhu vazonyatsonzwa kuti vari kuda kunge vachiitira zvii kune vanhu vachavavhotera. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Tinoona kuti pane mapato akasiyana-siyana nyanya vanokwikwidza vatinozoona vachinyuka kana pave nesarudzo dzingave dziri dzemutungamiri wenyika kana sarudzo dzemabielections dzatakatarisana nadzo mwedzi unouya.
Kota kunobona nxa sukhangela ubona ngani kuyini okwenza ukuthi amabandla abe manengi ngesikhathi kwenziwa kwini konoko?
The problem is that amabandla ikakhulu ngingathi akhokhelwa ngumdlandla womncintiswano. Umdlandla wokuthi kuyini okuzakwenziwa awukho. Kulo mdlandla wokuncintiswano ukuthi mina sengigijime phambili ngakuchiya ngafika ngadobha ibhanzi eliphambili. Iplanning yonke kumbe ukuhlela konke kuba ngokuthi ngiyefika ngidobhe ibhanzi leliyana phambili. Esithi khona ku-unsustainable. Into i-sustainable development ifuna abantu abale sustained programs ukuthi lihlala phansi likhangele ukuthi vele kuyini esifuna ukukwenzela uZulu. UZulu uthi isikhathi esiningi amabandla yiwo atshela uZulu ukuthi mina ngingunqube yime sengilimela, kukanti abantu yibo kumele bathi khona Ncube sicela ukukuthuma ukuthi uyesenzela lokho. Kodwa nxa sihamba ngomncintiswano, mina sengivele ngila abanye ngifuna ukugijima mbachiye, ngigijima ngize kini khonapho. Kuyingqondo efakwe izanu yona leyo ukuthi kwenziwa umncintiswano. Nxa umncintiswano esuphelile, izithembiso zane bezikhona azigcwaliswa. Kumele ukuthi ube lama-excuse nxa after uqeda ukuvotelwa usuzakhala uthi no kulama-sanctions, kodwa ubukhankasa kulama-sanctions. Uzakhala uthi zanu isingirobhile, kodwa ubukhankasa usazi ukuthi izanu iyaburoba. Thina-ke sithi lingahlala ndawonye sibonisane ukuthi madoda asihlaleni phansi sihlele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uZulu uthini, ufuna ukuthi simenzeleni. Njalo singabi sisiya kuZulu siyesikhala sisithi sesirojiwe. Asihlaleni phansi sibonisane senze into eqondileyo lo Zulu asitheni. UZulu kathesi kumbona eseze kwesinye isikhathi elingeka ukuthi avotele izandla. Usengathi kasakwazi kahle ukuthi kathi loba sikhala, sikhala inyembezi eziyizo kumbe sikhala inyembezi zezikhova. UZulu kasakwazi khonoko.
Yes, cela ukufake khonoko ngesilungu baba. what ukhuluma?
Yes, the problem is that our parties or our politics is guided by competition more than ideas and principles. The idea is to compete, then as long as you are going to get some token or some incentive after competition, that's what you think about. That has been entrenched by ZANU, where you blindly go for competition. You are seen as the macho man, the one that has won. But you are offering nothing at the end of the day. All the promises that you made are not there. So for the opposition, we are saying, we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we must come together so that we build something that is sustainable. We are not going to be electioneering every time. We need to sit down, talk to each other without competition being before us. Then we are going to have sustained politics that is going to work for the masses. And it must be the masses that tell us or ask us to stand for them. But we are seeing a trend where politicians come and tell the masses to say, I'm representing you in what, 24 in Kai South, for example, or I'm your MP candidate. They don't even know. Because I'm actually doing it for my gain. It's not going to work for the people. And we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we need to have dialogue. We need to converge. And when we say people have spoken, they should really have spoken, not what ZANU says. ZANU will actually steal the vote. They will say people have spoken. We will also say people have spoken. Are we really sent by the people? Sometimes, largely, the answer is no. We are sending ourselves. And we are saying that should end.
Maybe also, you know, there's been some critics also of non-profit organizations like yourselves that you are also benefiting from, you know, some of the events that are happening. What's your view?
I do not know how the benefit is there. For us, we are a convergence of individuals, pressure groups, political parties are there, faith-based organizations, they are there. I do not see any gain because we are not people that would be funded to say, let's give you money, then you are going to do this. We are not like what ZANU will do to hire youths that are not working to go around talking to people or campaigning. How does a person who is unemployed, having no job, but is the one who is promising people that we are creating jobs? So we are not there. Our only gain, if ever is going to come, will be our freedom, where we are dealing with the people in honesty, we are following, we are transparent, we are democratic as it were. We are not just talking democracy, but we actually practice it. If we talk about gender parity, you will see it in our structures that we will have women holding influential positions in as much as men are doing. We are not an organization of promises, but we are an organization of delivery. That's why we are saying when you promise something, you must explain how you are going to do it so that we can see that is this realistic or this is just for competitive purposes.
Kuti masangano mamwe akazvimirirawo naivowo vari kudya vachiwanawo mari kubva kune zviri kuitika munyika vabva vataura ivo kuti aiwa ivo sangano ravo isangano remubatanidzwa wevanhu vari kuzviitirawo basa rekuitira kuti vanyatsoona kuti zvii zviri kuitika saka hapana kwavari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana mari yavangati ivo vangazonzi nevanhu vari kudya zvavanenge vachitaura ndo zvavari kuita saka vari kuti aiwa hachisi chokwadi kuti vanganzi nevanhu aiwa vapindawo kuti vadyewo sezviri kuitwawo zviri kutaurwawo nevanhu kunze uko.
Yeah, Mr. Ncube, 10 seconds, your last word.
My last word is to say in the opposition, let's be mindful of the promises that we make. Lest we fall prey to the schemes and the doings of ZANU-PF, where you'll be promising people for 40 years. You always make it tricks to promise this today, tomorrow you promise that, the next thing you are crying, saying that due to sanctions you cannot deliver. We need to be honest, transparent, democratic, and truthful to our suffering masses.
Aiwa, tinokutendai vese vanga vakatiteerera muzuva ranhasi. Tawanikwa isu tine vanyarikani vakawanda ipo pano pachirongwa chedu tanga tina vanyube. Tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune avo vachange vari kukupidza vanobva kumabato akasiyana siyana. Tikanzwa kubva kuZANU-PF, tikanzwa kubva kune vamwe vari kutsigirawo MBC Alliance, tikanzwawo kune Republican Party VCCC nevamwewo vachivimbisa kuti vachange vari kuunza pundutso kana vachinge vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wokuti vapinde muparamende.